Greetings and salutations, Octaver number 17. What CD would you bring to a deserted island? Well, it would have to be something by the Gin Blossoms. Because most of their songs on their CDs, I can listen to over and over and over and over and over again. I just like the sound of the voice, and I will have to admit, some of their songs just make no sense whatsoever. But I like the fact that they write their own music. And I love the sound in the tambourine. I want to be the tambourine player in their band. And I don't know. I just like the sound of their music. So anyway, it would have to be definitely the Gin Blossoms. Second place would have to be the Eagles' Greatest Hits CD. The one with Witchy Woman, Best of My Love, Peaceful Easy Feeling. I did listen to that cassette over and over again when I drove my father and I back from Mexico, along with Queen's Greatest Hits. Because there's no radio there in the mountains. And we were in a hurry to get back home because my grandmother had a stroke. So I drove from Guadalajara, Mexico, which is like in the center, all the way to crossing the border into Laredo, Nueva Laredo, I should say. And then my dad drove from there to Illinois. But anyway, those were the two albums that I listened to over and over again. But on a desert island, it would have to be the Gin Blossoms, because they're really my favorite band. So, what can I say?